This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehbash Fatima. The government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the coming monsoon session of the parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will commence from tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results of the Class 10th Second Board Examination 2026. Students can access their results through DigiLocker Results Portal. In line with the recommendations of the National Education Policy, CBSE had introduced two board examinations for Class 10th from this year. The main board examination was conducted from 17th February to 11th March, followed by the second board examination from 15th May to 21st May this year. CBSE said that overall pass percentage after combining the results of the main and second board examinations of this year was 96.78%. In a stern warning amid rising concerns over manipulated documents, the National Testing Agency NTA has issued a strong advisory to students and parents regarding the submission of OMR sheets for scrutiny. The agency revealed that many OMR sheets recently submitted for review have turned out to be fake or artificially generated, prompting closer monitoring of all complaints. The NTA stated that it is actively scrutinizing every complaint received. However, it cautioned that submitting counterfeit or AI-generated OMR sheets could lead to serious legal consequences for the complainants. In a social media post, the agency said, students and parents are advised to submit only original OMRs for scrutiny. Any fake AI-generated OMR may invite legal action against the complainant. In Jammu and Kashmir, Shri Amarnath Ji Yatra will remain suspended from both the Pahalgam and Baltal routes from today as a precautionary measure in view of the adverse weather forecast. An official said the decision was taken following the India Meteorological Department's forecast of inclement weather over the next few days to ensure the safety and well-being of the pilgrims. The official said no onward movement of yatris will be allowed from the Baltal and Nunwan Chandanwari base camps until further orders. The yatra will resume after the routes are declared safe following a comprehensive assessment of the weather conditions, the official added. The BJP has described the government's ethanol blending program E20 as one of India's biggest public policy successes, saying it has boosted farmer incomes, strengthened energy security, and reduced dependence on imported crude oil. In a social media post, BJP IT cell chief Amit Malviya said, "The program deserves a holistic, evidence-based assessment rather than partisan critique driven by political point scoring," adding that public policy of such scale should be judged by measurable outcomes. Calling the achievement of 20% ethanol blending one of India's most consequential policy successes, he said the initiative had simultaneously advanced farmer welfare, rural development, cooperative institutions, energy security and environmental sustainability. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has addressed the India-Estonia Business Forum in Tallinn during his official visit to Estonia, calling for deeper collaboration in trade, investment, innovation and technology. The forum brought together senior government representatives, industry leaders and business delegations from both countries to explore new avenues for strengthening bilateral economic cooperation. The forum commenced with welcome remarks by Minister of Foreign Affairs of Estonia, Margus Sakna, followed by the inaugural address by Mr. Goyal. In FIFA World Cup, England defeated France 6-4 in a historic 10-goal thriller to secure the bronze medal in the 2026 football tournament. Third place playoff at Miami Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.